May 1, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Insight, not emotion. I have to lead my life in faith without seeing Him. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For a time, we are conscious of God's attentions. Then, when God begins to use us in His enterprises, we take on a pathetic look and talk of the trials and the difficulties, and all the time God is trying to make us do our duty as obscure people. None of us would be obscure spiritually if we could help it. Can we do our duty when God has shut up heaven? Some of us always want to be illuminated spirits with golden halos and the flush of inspiration, and to have the saints of God dealing with us all the time. A guilt-edged saint is no good. He is abnormal, unfit for daily life, and altogether unlike God. We are here as men and women, not as half-fledged angels, to do the work of the world, and to do it with an infinitely greater power to stand the turmoil because we have been born from above. If we try to reintroduce the rare moments of inspiration, it is a sign that it is not God we want. We are making a fetish of the moments when God did come and speak, and insisting that He must do it again, whereas what God wants us to do is to walk by faith. How many of us have laid ourselves by, as it were, and said, I cannot do any more until God appears to me? He never will, and without any inspiration, without any sudden touch of God, we will have to get up. Then comes the surprise. Why? He was there all the time, and I never knew it. Never live for the rare moments. They are surprises. God will give us touches of inspiration when He sees we are not in danger of being led away by them. We must never make our moments of inspiration our standard. Our standard is our duty. May 1st, My Utmost for His Highest. Commentary. It seems all too common for Christians to want to be recognized for their service for God and wanting to have things to do that are of a rather large and impressive nature. Yet the work of Christ caused Him to become the scourge of the world, the most abysmal failure in the flesh of anyone who walked the planet, while at the same time He saved the world from the wrath of God. If we are to be disciples of that Master, Jesus Christ, we must endure the same kind of anonymity and insignificance as pride always gets in the way of the vision of God. So when we are pridefully seeking for some recognition or applause, either from God or men, we are definitely not in the way of Christ, we are definitely not disciples of Christ, and we are definitely not intimate with God. Therefore, look to your laurels and see for yourself who you are and how truly infantile you may be in the faith, even though you may have been a Christian for years. If we live only for the rare moments that are magnificent and make us impressive, they will be rare indeed. God will not cater to that kind of thinking or that kind of work. If you make your own impressions and they seem to be large, they will still be meaningless as it pertains to the kingdom of God. It is only in the disciple's ability to remain as humble as his master that others see the master's way and either embrace it or reject it.